Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah, it's silly underdog time here on this rainy Thursday. Will there be some sunshine, though, when we do the review? Could be. Looking at the grid, I think there will be for just about everyone in the contest but one. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, the commissioner, is here. Former quarterback Kelly Holcomb. We start there. Kelly, how you doing?
What's up, suckers? I'm good.
Yeah, you seem a little, you seem like Vrabel, a little feisty today.
Yeah, I am a little feisty, man. Your little intro there was, you know, obviously we're talking about moi. You know, I get it. Okay. I mean, hey, we'll go through the review, but you also see how close I was to not only winning one, but both of the games.
Yeah, yep. And you know what?
But
if we were playing
hey, close doesn't matter.
Yeah. If we were playing horseshoes, I think you would have been our winner.
That's right. But it doesn't matter.
Or maybe
close
cornhole.
Doesn't count.
Two on the board, right?
That's right. Close doesn't count.
Let's bring in a happy forever Titan receiver, Chris Sanders, after his big swing and a miss on Saturday. He has finally broken through and popped his silly underdog. You know what?
I was going to say hot air balloon.
All right, Scott Hartnell.
Oh, God. Chris, congrats, man. How's it feel?
I feel good. Ooh, I got 4 points. I'm ready to roll. How
hey,
you doing?
No zeros anymore, Chris.
No
proud of
zero.
You.
It's only 4 points, but hey, it's a start, and I'm rising on up. I'm telling you, Darren, I'm coming to get you.
We were getting ready to sponsor you.
You're going to pick him up, or you're
never going to sponsor you? But now we can't do it.
Chris, you're coming to get him. Are you going to take him to lunch, or like what are you doing?
Nah.
Were we going to NBA? What are we doing?
I'll buy him some. Get him some rocks. That's about it.
The meeting with Dr. Phil was much smoother this week.
Yeah.
Less turbulent.
It sure
so is
was.
It safe to say their meetings with Dr. Phil are working?
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, are we privy to these, or was this a private session?
Oh, I've obtained.
I think they're all supposed to be private.
They're supposed to.
We're breaking
some real confidentiality laws
doctor,
between doctor and
privilege.
Patient.
But yeah. With consent. Though, right? Both parties have consented to
absolutely.
Disclose?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's turn things over to the commish. His cheesy song.
Well, what about the therapy? Are we going to – I got to hear what's going on here.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a new
–
oh, yeah.
There's a new session.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Even that's
after
what
a
I
win?
To tell you.
That's
I'm always obtaining the tape.
After a win? I didn't know.
After
I thought
win,
maybe he
absolutely.
Was – okay. Well, then let's hear it.
Hey, Uncle Phil. I actually won this week. I've been terrible for the last 12 or 13, 14 weeks, but I actually won, Uncle Phil.
Well, first off, I'm not Uncle Phil. I'm Dr. Phil to you. Doctor, I earned this title, and I don't look like the guy from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Great show, but that's not me. Second of all, congratulations on your win, Chris. I'm proud of you.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I've been working hard. I mean, the advice that you've been giving me has been really terrible. I mean, you haven't done absolutely anything. I've been paying you.
Well, that's because you don't take
hey,
it.
Hey, I've been paying $67, and you haven't done anything.
Well, A, you're shortchanging me here. And B, you're not even taking my advice. You took UConn last week. And the only reason you won in the NFL is because it's physically impossible to pick UConn. In an NFL game.
I understand that. But, I mean, even when I won, nobody gave me a call. Only person that sent me a text was Darren, and Darren's winning, and Kelly didn't send me a text. Even the commissioner didn't even send me a text. I mean, you didn't even send me a text. Why didn't you send me anything? I thought we were supposed to be friends. I mean, I thought I call you Uncle Phil. I thought we were cool. I mean, what's the deal?
See, that's the problem. You call me Uncle Phil, and I'm a doctor. That's what we'll get that straight right here, right now. Second of all, you're still at only 4.5 points. There's a lot of work to go. You can't just take your victory lap right here. Just ask Coach Willie. He would not condone such boasting after only one singular win.
I mean, I understand that. I mean, you know, I called my mom and I told her, I won 4 points. She hung up on me. I call you. You won't let me call you Uncle Phil. I mean, what the heck is going on? I think I'm still in the race. I know Darren's winning and, you know, Kelly's in second and Chase. I'm going to catch Chase. I mean, he's giving his all, but he's going to lose anyway. So what advice did you give me to catch up to these guys?
Well, the first piece of advice I can give you is to stay away from the Huskies of UConn. Stay away from games that you can't physically watch yourself. You can't tell me you've watched Montana State or Northern Colorado this year. So when you pick them, you're not going to know if you have a good chance or not because you barely know they exist. I barely know they exist.
I understand it, but here's the question that I really need you to answer. Do you think I got a chance to come back and win?
Time's up.
Swinging a miss.
For the record, Chris, I was the first one that texted you and said congrats.
I know you did.
But you didn't make him pancakes like I did.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
He took the game everybody wanted, too. I mean, that was the game everybody wanted. I know.
Yep.
I'm on the ride. I'm ready to roll.
All right, Commish, let's review.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your commissioner, Willie Donick speaking. Silly Underdog Competition 2021 rolls on. Another fantastic week in week number 8. Let's check out, presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket, the results of the online contest. Last week, the most popular pick was by far with 38%. Chase, do you know who it was?
Vandy.
No.
Okay, no. Oklahoma State.
There was a sizable amount that took Vanderbilt.
Oklahoma State.
15%. It was in the top 5. That is correct. Oklahoma State, 38% went down with the Cowboys in their first loss of the season at Iowa State. More on that in a moment. The second most popular was LSU at Ole Miss. LSU was not, though, able to build a second straight upset after beating Florida the week before. And the third most popular pick out of the Sun Belt Conference. So a little bit of a surprise here. It was UL Monroe.
Wow.
21% took UL Monroe over South Alabama, and they were correct
on
that
one. The Fun Belt.
Wow.
So I don't know what was going on in the Fun Belt there. I don't know. Somebody had a tip over there. You don't see too many people going into the Fun Belt for that many picks. So was there some stuff going on there? Elijah, you know anything about that, my deputy commissioner?
No collusion that I know of in the Fun Belt. They're adding teams.
Yes.
There's a lot of changes. But Terry Bowden, I guess, has the troops ready to roll each week.
I guess so. The commissioner of the Fun Belt, by the way, a high school teammate of mine, Keith Gill. Congratulations to Keith. And as you mentioned, Southern Miss heading to the Sun Belt. Now, let's get to the week eggs? What was I talking about? Darren, we're talking about pancakes? All right, week 8 results. Let's get to the answers. Oh, I forgot this, too. I'm all out of sorts. Let's congratulate our winner, Jerry King from Nashville. He had 43 points. He won the tiebreaker, which was the Titans game. So that was the difference between him. And also, we want to give a shout-out to Barry Vlanich, who hails from Monongahela, Pennsylvania. But he's ineligible to win our weekly prize. But he did have 44. So if he's listening somewhere, Barry, a shout-out to you. Congrats. Monongahela, Pennsylvania. That is one of the three rivers. I'm guessing that's near Pittsburgh, but I don't know. I can't say that I've been there. Now to the insiders. Kelly Holcomb had the first pick, came in second place, but needing some points. He took Ohio. He went to the MAC. The Bobcats, a 5.5-point underdog at home to rival Kent State. But the Golden Flashes were able to pull it off. 34-27, Kelly falls on the college front.
Yeah, I don't know. I must not have seen the last score. I thought it was a little bit closer than that. But you know what? Who cares? Like we talked about, you know, close doesn't get it in this competition, so let's just move on.
Do you regret going into the MAC for your pick?
No, I don't regret. You know, it's like the general used to do. I mean, you know, go to the MAC, you always want to go back. But, I mean, hey, I'm just looking for games, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. Chase McCabe had the second pick, and he went down with the ship on West End. He went with Vanderbilt, trying to build on what was a very, very close game. They had it won against South Carolina. Came back as a 20.5-point dog against Mississippi State. You're feeling like maybe they can build on it? No. Did not go well. It just crumbled on them. Mississippi State comes in and hammers them 45-6. Chase?
Not good. It was not good. It was bad. Very, very
I mean, you
bad.
need a big chunk or two.
I do.
Here to get
I
back
mean,
into
I,
this
I've
You're
tried.
In third place.
I've tried the last 2 weeks to throw downfield for a chunk play, and it and worked.
And then you threw up chunks.
I did. Yeah.
Darren McFarland had the third pick. He went with the very popular pick, and I don't know if because Darren's leading the competition, that's why the listeners all jumped in and said, "Give me Darren's pick," and that's why Oklahoma State was the most popular pick from our listeners, but he did go with the Cowboys, a 7-point dog on the road at Iowa State. But the Cyclones got the win, 24-21, close but no cigar.
Thought it was going to work. Thought the mullet was going to get it done, but
we're going to miss.
Yep. Thought that was an easy 7, but oh well.
Then we get to Chris Sanders, 0-14, in therapy right now with Uncle Phil, Dr. Phil, etc. He started off by going against his therapist's advice and picking UConn, as he's been told repeatedly not to do. They were playing at home against Middle Tennessee, 15.5-point dogs at home to the Blue Raiders. And the Blue Raiders on Friday evening had a nice little party up in Storrs, Connecticut, 44-13. They thumped the Huskies.
True blue, baby.
It was terrible. I was watching the game for about 2 minutes and just turned it off. I said, it's over. It's
over. Well, jeez. you had no hope on that one.
Absolutely
after a little
not.
While. Middle Tennessee, absolutely. An impressive road win there. But you did come back, Chris, as we mentioned. You were 0-14. You were the 76 Dang. Bucks. And you came back, though, and you avoided being the Lions of whatever year that was. What was it? Maybe
2008,
0-16. And you got the win. You went with the Colts. Yep. A 4-point dog at the 49ers in the, what do we call it, the Bomb Cyclone?
Yes, the Bomb Cyclone. Yeah,
the Bomb Cyclone, and there was something about a river that they threw in there too, a weather pattern. It was brutal.
Yeah.
But the Colts got the win 30-18 on Sunday Night Football. And Chris, you're now the 2020 Jacksonville Jaguars, 1-15.
I'm only 75 points down, but I'm telling you, I guarantee I'm going to win when it's all over.
Well, you're actually only 49.5 down.
Well, yeah, I went to Ohio State. I can't count. But I'm coming back, baby.
Okay, one game at a time. One game at a time. Still plenty of football left. Darren McFarland had the Bengals. A good pick. A 6.5-point dog at the Ravens, and he solidifies his position in the field. He gains on everybody, because they hammered the Ravens in Baltimore 41-17. Even as the spotlight started to get shine on them, Bengals had their best game of the year. Darren, congrats.
Thank you. I did not see it being that easy. I mean, they hammered the Ravens. It was easy.
Then Chase took the Titans, going on simultaneously.
Tighten up.
4.5-point home dogs against the Chiefs, and that was easy as well. Both of those kickoffs were at noon Central, yep. And it was sayonara for the Ravens and the Chiefs in both of those games. So Chase gets a nice little 4.5-point boost.
First NFL victory for Chase.
There you go, Chase. There you go.
Finally.
All right.
Here we are.
You're still a ways behind, but okay. That's all right.
I'm ahead of Chris.
And then Kelly, who was trying to keep the streak alive. Now, how about this? Kelly had been on fire, had not lost in the NFL all year long. He's got the Dolphins. The Dolphins make a great comeback. They were down by 13 in the fourth quarter. Come back and take the lead. But Matt Ryan and the Falcons, Arthur Smith, Kyle Pitts, who had a huge game, they kicked the field goal on the last play of the game. Falcons all of a sudden are 3-3, pretty respectable, and the Dolphins fall. Kelly's first loss in the NFL this year.
Yeah, I was watching the bottom line. I was getting excited. I'm like, I got another one, and then here we go. Here we go. So whatever. Let's move on again.
Kelly goes 0-2. That's rare for him. That does not happen very often, the defending champion. So after 8 weeks, Darren is 9-7, having a stellar year, 53.5 points. Kelly 7-9, but only 29.5. So a pretty good margin there of 24 points. Chase McCabe, 16.5, is in third. And then Chris Sanders on the board with 4.
Thanks.
Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Week 9 is coming up. The first pick this week belongs to Chase McCabe on the college front, followed by Darren, Chris, and then Kelly has the back-to-back, the final college and the first pro. Stay tuned. The picks for Week 9 are coming up here on 102.5 The Game. It is time to make the picks. Just like back in the old days, they said the commercial, the guy with the mustache, time to make the donuts. I made the donuts. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Time to make the donuts. All right. Silly Underdog Picks, not brought to you by donuts, but brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Right now in the competition, Darren McFarland, a commanding lead. A commanding lead. Can this be a competition, or are the ratings going to go tumbling down because this is just a runaway? I believe in the rest of the field. I believe this week could start to change the dynamic. We will find out as Week 9 begins with the college picks, and it is Chase McCabe currently in third place with 16.5 points. He is 37 points behind.
Thanks. All right, 37 points behind. Need a first down here. Big one. Big play. Big play here. And the mighty have fallen in college football. This game, 230.
Down to Jacksonville?
No.
No?
Not going to Jacksonville.
No, the mighty have fallen.
The mighty have fallen. Give me the Seminoles. Plus 9.5 on the road against Clemson.
Oh.
Mm.
That is a good pick.
Oh, wow. No crap. Swing and a miss?
There it is.
Florida State.
Great endorsement.
Is a 9.5 point dog on the road at Clemson. Clemson sitting at 4-3, not being talked about very much. This game on ESPN.
Exactly.
So nobody really had that.
Well,
huh?
I mean,
that seemed to be a twist.
Clemson's offense is just awful, but Florida State's not very good.
Yeah,
they're not very good. They're not very good. So,
okay, that brings us to Darren McFarland. Right now, a commanding lead in the competition with 53.5 points.
Maybe. Not lawsuit. So sure.
Get pending copyright.
That is awesome.
Believer with the Cleveland Indians.
Pending.
Legal challenge.
Darren, I'm going to tell you this.
There is a lawsuit. The roller derby team has come in. Yes.
They are going to be the Cleveland baseball team. They are going to open the season as the Cleveland baseball team. I am convinced.
The BTs.
And I can't wait.
Do you think this is different than other
ones? If the roller derby if they've been around and they're okay, they're going to win.
There was the Orlando Predators in the Arena League. There was the, remember the whole thing with the Golden Knights and the Army Knights.
But they changed it, though. They didn't do it. Right?
Yeah, there's probably going to be some issues there, but I think they'll end up with the name, you think?
They're going to get some new unis and some stuff out of it, but look, they're still going to be the Guardians. Yeah. There's no way they're going to back off and do something else because of the roller derby team. Come on. I would just say this.
Can you imagine if they sit there and they got to change all the stuff and they're like, we forgot about the roller derby team.
If that happens, they have to change the name because the roller derby team, by law, they should start the season off 0-1 already before a game's even played. Yeah, official record.
That definitely falls into Chris's category of swinging
and
miss.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you guys feel this way or not, but I had a really, really hard time. I think there are a lot of opportunities out there. I mean, lots.
This is the land of opportunity.
I think this board is very, very attractive. In fact, I would like to have, the listeners, 3 picks when it comes to college. But we only get one college, one pro. It's weird. I'm going to stick with the same theme that should have worked last week but didn't work. I'm going to stick with the team that pulled off the win. And I think they're going to go on the road this week and lose. I'm going to take West Virginia. Take the Mountaineers. I think they beat Iowa State. So I'm going to go against Iowa State 2 weeks
ago. Okay. Trying to knock on the Iowa State door again. West Virginia is a 7-point home dog at 3-4 on the season against number 22, Iowa State, coming in at 5-2.
I like that pick.
Yeah?
I think that's a pick that makes sense. Yep. Darren is not messing around here, trying to add to the lead. So Iowa State, written down on the docket again. That brings us to Chris Sanders, red hot, coming off the win. After the therapist hung up on him, he's got a chance to bounce back with another win here. He's rising up.
There we go.
He is a survivor.
He's got the eye of the tiger.
I don't know the words, but I'm trying. That's all I know. All right, here we go. This is my pick. This is going to be the pick of the century right here. I'm going with Charlotte over Western Kentucky. 18.
Aha.
17.5, I think.
Okay, give me an 18.
So Coach Will Healy and the 49ers of Charlotte. They are a 17.5-point dog playing up in Bowling Green. Charlotte is 4-3, Western Kentucky 3-4. So I have not watched closely enough, but why do we think the Hilltoppers are that big of a favorite?
I would just say this. If I was in Chris's position and I was 142 points back, I would, too, take Charlotte. I like that pick. I mean, I did look at it.
That's the first pick in 5 years you said it was good.
But
it was kind of a backhanded compliment, though, Chris. You hear he's like, if I were in a low position like Chris, it was kind of disrespectful. You know, it was like backhanded, you know?
Yeah. Westerns can score now. I don't think their defense can stop traffic, but they're
all. Uh-huh. Okay.
I think Kelly just nailed. He just nailed the Hilltoppers. That's true. They can score with the best of them, but they certainly can't stop anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit of action out of Conference USA. All right, that brings us to Kelly Holcomb, right now in second place, needing to make his move. He's got back-to-back picks.
I like that baseball team.
Well, I'm close to doing what Chris did a couple of years ago and taking Massachusetts to make Liberty. I'm not in those doldrums yet, though. I am going to do this. I'm going to go back to the Sun Belt.
And I'm going to take the team that lost last week to our boy Butch Jones. I'm going to say Arkansas State beats South Alabama.
Ooh, so we're going back into the Sun Belt, are we? Very interesting.
Or Fun Belt. Love it.
As everybody scrolls to find it.
Yes, we are scrolling. Arkansas State is a 9-point dog on the road at South Alabama. Arkansas State is 1-6 on the season.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not very good, but, you know, South Alabama had I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens, man. So I'm going to go with that one, and then I've got a lot of things written down here for the pros. There's one I like, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to go up to the state of Illinois, and I'm going to say Chicago. The Chicago Bears beats 49ers, and the 49ers lose back-to-back weeks.
49ers have got the pressure on. Their season is going down the tubes here. The Bears are a 4-point home dog. And this would be a rematch of some great playoff matchups in the 80s back in the day. I'm just thinking Mike Ditka against Joe Montana, Bill Walsh. None of the characters are involved in that one.
Yeah, those days aren't coming back there, Willie. Sorry.
Those days are coming back. This is not a spotlight. This is not the Pat Summerall, John Madden game. This weekend,
yeah, no,
for sure.
It's not happening again, brother. Sorry.
Okay, the Bears as the home dog at Soldier Field. That brings us back to Chris for his pro pick.
I am going with Texans over the Rams at home.
Whoa.
They look good against the Detroit Lions the other day. They can't. They had a couple.
They look.
Dr. Phil's going to have a stroke.
What?
Don't say that.
I'm confused. What? They look good against the Lions.
No,
what?
No, I said they didn't look good against the Lions.
Oh.
The Rams.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wow. That's some good insights right there.
Well, the Texans are playing at home. It's a 14.5-point spread as they take on the Rams.
Oh, my.
Hey, yeah. K-Rod Taylor's coming back.
Good luck with that one.
All right. Okay.
Hey, just have your phone ready.
Hey, look at your phone. Look at your phone right now. Look at your phone right now. I just sent the gift that came to mind.
Okay, there are some stunned people after that pick for sure. Wow. But why should we be? Okay. You do like to pick the Texans. You have done that before.
Cares. Somebody cares.
Yeah, that's really worked, too.
All right. That brings us to Darren McFarland.
By the way, I'm just looking. Chris has taken the Texans and the Lions this year.
He has, yes.
Nice text, Chase.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. You know what? I'm going to go tonight. I'm going to go Packers tonight.
I knew.
Give me the game tonight.
I knew you were going to do that.
The Pack.
It's not an attractive NFL board.
No, Packers with some issues here with the COVID. Cardinals lost J.J. Watt. There's some question about DeAndre Hopkins. Has that been resolved? Do we know yet?
No. It's going to be a damn decision.
So this is a tricky one. This is a really good Thursday night game here. But the Packers are a 6.5-point dog, according to this. Is that what you guys have? Sometimes
their receiver's not playing. Adams is not playing.
That's right.
Yeah, Adams is out.
I think there's probably a chance that line could even shuffle a little bit between now and game time. But right now, currently, 6.5. So the Packers on the board. That brings us to Chase for the final pick.
Come on, Chase.
That was a good one, Darren. Okay, I am going to...
You know you want to take the Jets. Come on!
No, I'm not taking the Jets. I'm not taking the Jets. I'm going to take...
You need points.
I do, but I'm not... I swore off the Jets. I tried that once this year. I'm going to take the Patriots +5 against the Chargers.
That was one of mine. Good pick.
That's a good pick.
The New England Patriots, a 5-point dog on the road in L.A. against the Chargers. And I would imagine there will be some... can we call them by their name? The blank... Well, I won't say it.
I don't even know what you're getting
People
at.
From Massachusetts that like...
Oh, the... Yeah. Mass.
Yes. Yes. It starts with Mass.
Yes.
Then y'all let you fill in the blank. Yeah. Yes. That's what I was getting at. As they say, people that have Massachusetts takes one to know one.
Yeah, right.
I was born in Boston. All right, so Patriots on the board for Chase McCabe, and that means it is time to review The cards have been laid on the table for week number 9. In the competition, Chase McCabe in third place, needing a spark, going down to the ACC. The Florida State Seminoles, a 9.5-point dog at Clemson, who has fallen from the mighty. Can Florida State pull off the big upset? Chase needs the points badly. He needs them because he's got to catch Darren McFarland, who right now has the big lead. He goes into the Big 12 and selects West Virginia, a 7-point home dog against the Iowa State Cyclones, ranked 22nd after the big win last week at home over previously undefeated Oklahoma State. Chris Sanders, coming off his first win, trying to build upon it, goes with the 49ers of Charlotte, coached by Will Healy, the former coach at Austin Peay. 17.5-point dogs up in Bowling Green to take on the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky. Then Kelly Holcomb in second place goes into the Sun Belt Conference and selects Arkansas State, a 9-point dog at South Alabama. Arkansas State, a solid program, but struggling right now at 1-6. Let's see if they jumpstart. And then Kelly moves into the pros and goes with the Bears, a 4-point home dog at Soldier Field against the 2-4 San Francisco 49ers. Chris Sanders goes deep, and he goes with the 1-6 Houston Texans, a 14.5-point home dog, unheard of in the NFL. As the LA Rams come to town, what will Dr. Phil think of this one? And then Darren McFarland takes the Packers, 6.5-point dogs against the Cardinals, undefeated on the season. That game is Thursday Night Football tonight, so keep Darren. Oh, boy, I can't even imagine. The text chain tonight is going to be fun. And then finally, Chase McCabe goes out west and selects the New England Patriots, a 5-point dog in L.A. to take on the Chargers. Desperation time for the Patriots. They need a big win to stay in the race. Remember, you can go online to thegamenashville.com and play our contest every week. It's fun. You know how much fun we're having each week doing this. You can have that as well, and you can win prizes. Just get your picks in before Saturday morning at 10 a.m. A combination of 3 games, college or pro. The underdog must win outright to get any points. Those are our picks for week 9. Gentlemen, good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Good luck. Good stuff. Kelly, who do you have tomorrow?
We got Stewart's Creek. The creek is rising, literally.
Oh, okay. Good luck with that. Have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, bye, fellas. Kelly. See you.
Chris, who do you have too, tomorrow?
Man. We go to Knoxville. We play Knox Catholic. They're physical. They're strong. And I'm excited, man. I mean, because if we win this, we'll be the second seed. So, yeah,
okay.
All that.
Go get them, man.
I already know the answer, man. You're not coming to the game, so I already know. So I'm not
it's Eastern time zone. It's Eastern time zone. I can't.
Okay. I know. But check this out, man. Are you going to watch that game tonight?
What, hell no! the Packers?
No, the other game.
The other game. All right. We will come back.
Mr. Sanders.
He just loves to do that, doesn't he? We'll come back and wrap up the third hour. Don't forget Elliot Freeman coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll have lots to get into with him. First, I'm going to talk to you about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. You know they're my friends because they've been helping me become healthier and happier for years, and they've helped a lot of you. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, the board-certified physician, his wife Daphne, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff can tackle a lot of things, and they can help you. They can help improve your quality of life. And who doesn't want that as we all get older? Like weight loss management. We've all had to deal with that as adults at some point, and maybe you're at that point right now where you need to shed some unwanted pounds. Well, they got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction. Rejuvenation. Your appearance is important, and it gets tougher as we age. Well, their experienced staff would love to sit down with you and talk about PRP, hair removal, Botox, and finally, hormone therapy. Have you ever had your levels checked? You realize they dip as you get older? And when they dip, it can affect your drive, it can affect your energy, it can affect your mood. Well, their staff can definitely discuss hormone therapy with you. BHRT, testosterone, estrogen, they do it all, and they do it all under one roof there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. If you need to learn everything about them, just go to their website, coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Don't forget the Predators back in action Saturday afternoon. Matinee hockey, woohoo! Bridgestone Arena. It's family time in Smashville. Spooky Smashville family pack includes 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and 4 free skate passes at Ford Ice Center. The first 5,000 kids to arrive will receive a Halloween tote for arena trick-or-treating. Prices start at $129. See you in Smashville. That's Saturday. Don't forget, 12:30 puck drop. Pete and Hal will have your call here on these airwaves. I'll have pregame for you at 11:30 a.m. Get your tickets today at NashvillePredators.com/family pack. Next up for the Titans, we had a discussion with Bud Dupree. Last hour is the Indianapolis Colts. So they go from Buffalo to Kansas City to now on the road at Indy, a team they've already played and a team they've already beaten. Can they actually sweep the Colts? We've talked about it since they've been in Nashville. It's happened twice.
I was listening to Rick Venturi on the Colts podcast. They call it the Colts Audio Network. He does a really thorough scouting report each week. And I don't listen to it every week, but each time when the Colts have played the Titans, I've listened to it because it's very interesting to hear a coach, and Venturi was a coach for a long time, give a scouting report on the team that we cover, because how does it compare to what we think, what we talk about all the time? So there were two things that jumped out at me in his scouting report, which is based on how the Titans have been playing, plus the first meeting between the two teams. He thought that the number one reason that the Colts lost the game in the first meeting. Now, he failed to mention that the Titans turned the ball over 3 times in that game and still won the game, even though they had the Julio Jones thing happen at the end. A.J. Brown wasn't on the field at the last part, and they still won fairly handily. And also, as we all remember, Carson Wentz basically couldn't move. Right, he was playing on 2 bad ankles.
2 bad ankles, yep.
Couldn't move around at all, gutted it out, but he was limited. And the Titans took advantage. But the red zone was very important. The Titans cashed in easily. Remember, there was the one play. It was like 3rd and goal from the 10, the decisive touchdown that put it away. And it was McNichols out of the backfield that just kind of cruised in on some bad coverage, a well-designed play to put the game away. The Titans were 3-for-3 in the red zone, put the game away. But the other thing that Venturi noted was that he thought they did a pretty good job all in all on Henry. He had 114 yards, but he averaged just about 4 yards a carry. They didn't really give up the home run.
Yeah, he had 28 carries in that game.
A lot of carries. So he said, you know what, if you could do that each week to Henry, you would take that. Because he doesn't blow you away with any home runs. You make him work for the yards. But he said what killed him was Tannehill running, if you remember. Mm-hmm. He had 58 yards rushing, I think. He had some, and every time he turned and ran, it was a big play. So he said that's one thing that they've got to fix. I think that's an interesting observation.
Well, wasn't that the game about Tannehill took all the criticism for not getting down?
Yes.
Yes.
And so he got asked a ton the following week, and then the next week is when I said, you know, it just seems like those questions got to Tannehill because he didn't seem willing to take off, right? Because in Indy, the Indy game, he had no fear. And he was a weapon in that game. Because when you look at his numbers, like passing, they didn't even throw 30 attempts, right, in that game. And he didn't even throw for 200 yards in that game. But he did throw for 3 touchdowns,
yep,
which is ultimately what matters. Yep. He did throw 2 interceptions.
Yeah, the 2 interceptions, he threw one very bad,
very bad
pick. And he threw 2 overall. So that's the one thing that is, there's been a couple of those this year that weren't there last year in
sure.
terms of just poor decisions. Every quarterback usually who's human is going to have a pick here or there. But he's had a couple of just, indecisive, I throw it late and it gets picked off. Like, why did you throw that?
He's had a couple of those. On the other hand, Wentz, as we mentioned, who couldn't move the first time, they have started now, as he's healed up, to incorporate a really good running game. We know Taylor has been outstanding, but now Wentz, they run some read options now with him. He's running the ball some. That's a dimension that they haven't had before. Now, just like Wentz, or just like Tannehill, as you're talking about, Darren, the concern always for Wentz is he hasn't stayed healthy throughout his career, but he will throw his body around. He's a big guy. He's not afraid to seek some contact there. But I would look for that some this week, especially with the Titans' pass rush getting better. And I also think it's a huge matchup. The Colts, their offensive line was in disarray in the first matchup. Remember, we had our guest on, and he went down the long list of each position on the offensive line and what was going on over there. They feel much better about their offensive line now. So the Titans, who have done a really good job against the run, if you think about it, they've done a good job. I don't know if they've faced a team that can run the ball as well as the Colts here recently. Is that fair to say? I mean, Taylor, second only to Henry right now, is the overall running game.
I don't think Kansas City is a good running team, obviously, and they had Clyde Edwards-Helaire out. Buffalo is very average. Josh Allen is a weapon, obviously, but overall they're pretty pedestrian running team. So, yeah, I mean, I would say really when you look at it, Seattle is not a great running team.
Jets.
They have not faced the Jets, cannot run the ball.
Arizona is not a running team first and foremost. So this – you know, I think this will be the toughest challenge against the run all year. The Titans have done well against it, but this will be tough.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So I want to see how that does, and what does this improved pass rush, you know, look like if Wentz is, you know, more mobile, you know, too, than he was the first time around. But I mean, that's the thing with both teams is you got to feel good about, or both teams have confidence. You know, the Titans are getting more confidence in offense. They're obviously getting more confidence on defense. The Colts, you can say the same with what they've done the last few weeks. So that's where this, you know, this matchup could certainly be a lot of fun. So yeah, it's, you make a good point with that, with the rushing attack. I think, really haven't faced one.
Yeah, well, obviously they faced the Colts the first time, but that was when Wentz was very limited.
I mean, James Robinson put a 149
right.
up.
Right, but that was one of the runs was a huge gainer, right? He got like 70 yards on the one play.
He only had 18 carries. So.
Yeah, and that was a nice – he's a good running back for sure. So both teams have issues in the secondary. The Colts' defense has gotten by for one reason, really. They've gotten some turnovers. They're not quite as good – as they were supposed to be. They've had some injury problems, as we talked about. I think they were supposed to be a really, really good defense coming in. It hasn't been as good. But they are turning the ball over or getting, you know, causing turnovers. So that's something to look for this week. I think it points to a pretty high-scoring game, which is what's happening a lot in NFL football. I see high 20s in this game, don't you think?
I was going to ask, does somebody get to 30?
It might. I wouldn't be too surprised.
Okay.
Red zone will have a lot to do with it, correct?
What's the over-under in this game?
That's a good question.
I knew you were about to ask it.
He was reaching for his phone just as you were asking that. I think a team gets to 30 if they have red zone efficiency. I think there'll be that many scores. I think the teams will move the ball between the 20s or the 30s pretty well, especially when you consider that Pittman is coming on for the Colts and the Titans have got some issues at corner there.
It is
51. Well, it sounds to me.
Yes.
You're saying take the –
well.
And the Titans opened as a favorite, right?
It's close. It's
well, they're plus
win a point, right?
They're plus 1.5 now.
Yeah, they're now.
And they opened at a 1.5 point favorite.
Oh, but they should win the game.
They should win the game.
Even though they're the underdog now.
Remember, Chase? They should win the game.
They should.
Okay.
You're not going to get me to change, like, because you're going to give me crap.
The card played is a card played.
You're going to give me crap. Jared's going to call me a homer, and at this point, I'm like, I don't care. You can whatever.
Well, I mean, 23 years in this market, and they've had a season sweep twice, and you just came out like right at the beginning of the week, like, they should win this game. I mean, come on. And we're like,
listen, this is going to go one of two ways. One way
they're either going to win or they're going to lose.
No, one way on Monday there's going to be a promo with Darren giving me crap of and Willie too, both of you, and I'm going to be wrong. Or there's going to be one where it's going to be, yeah, they should win this game. Chase was right. The Titans win. That's what
even
it's
if they
be.
Kick a field goal on the last play of the game?
A win is a win. I did not define how they should win. I just said they should win.
It bears repeating as we turn the page to talk to Elliot here, but remember the Colts, after this game, they play the Jets and the Jags. The Titans play the Rams and the Saints after this game. So the Colts, in their mind, if they win this game, they could be in the lead in the division at the end of nine games.
All right, we'll come back.
Or 10.
Final hour. Elliot Freeman to kick things off. That's next.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.